This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, teaching influencers and bloggers how to become successful entrepreneurs. This is episode 102 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, I am actually going to dive into the best books for women entrepreneurs. I had started a book club probably about a year ago and got feedback from my audience, from my membership site users, that they felt that the books weren't enough of them, were not coming from a female standpoint, a mom standpoint. So what I really did is in the past 6 months, I've been spending a lot of time trying to find books that I feel are told from that woman of having a ton of stuff that needs to get done, needing to get the house done, and having more than just their business as their life. And I think that I really worked hard to try to make sure I found books just like that. So today we are going to dive into that. But before we get started, I want to make sure that if you are looking to really take your business to the next level and you're looking for a conference for 2019, that you take a look at Influencer Entrepreneurs Academy. I will be hosting the live event in Charlotte in April of 2019, from April 2nd to April 4th. It is going to be a conference like no other that you've probably ever attended, because I'm not looking at it as just a conference where you're going to have people speaking to you, experts bringing you information. Instead, it is going to be an event where you're going to feel inspired. You're going to have experts that are speaking, but at the same time afterwards, you're going to have time to implement those strategies and get feedback from the mastermind groups that you're going to be placed into prior to arriving at the event. So if you are looking for an event that is going to take you to the next level, definitely take a look at Influencer Entrepreneurs Academy. Now, before we dive in, I just wanted to quickly read a review that we've gotten on iTunes recently from Ginger Jen. Her subject line is, "I should be paying for this." She says, "Every time I tell my husband what I learned from Jenny's podcast and videos, he tells me I should be paying for this knowledge. It's so true. She's a great teacher and doesn't have any loose ends. So many podcasters are vague and leave me with more questions. Not Jenny. Jenny gives such great details that I'm not scared to follow her assignments or do the actionable steps she gives. She takes all the fear and anxiety out of starting my business. What I've learned from influencer entrepreneurs would have taken months of Googling." Thank you, Jenny. Ginger Jen, thank you so much for leaving that review. That really honestly is my aim. And the reason that I do try to produce my podcast in multiple forms. So if you're not aware, you can normally catch Facebook Live every Tuesday on the Jenny Melrose Facebook page. I go live there and turn it into a podcast episode. I also go live on Instagram. So at the same exact time, that way, if you're on one platform over the other, you can make sure that you watch it on your favorite. I then take it and turn it into a podcast, which also gets turned into a blog post. So I know as a former teacher, it's really important to be able to take information in multiple ways, whether you're listening, whether you're watching, or whether you're reading. So that's why you can find it in multiple forms. And when you read the blog post or the show notes for the podcast, you can always find action items down at the bottom. So that way, you know what your homework is. Always true to that teacher that I am. All right, so let's dive into the best books for women entrepreneurs. Now, some of these are definitely still written by male authors, but I feel like it's really important to get both perspectives. And honestly, these are all books that I personally have read, and they have made an impact on my business and the way that I approach my business. So the first one that you've probably heard me talk about in the past is The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. It is a book that really makes you focus on how to move your business forward. I know many bloggers that will say to me, "I feel like I've plateaued. I just don't know how to move it forward." Then this is the book for you. When I read this book, It was the summer that we moved down to Charlotte, and I really didn't know what I was going to do with the Malrose family, how I was going to continue to grow it, and if there was a possible second business. So at that time, I was brainstorming ways in which I could actually take a leap, use my teaching background, and that's how JennyMalrose.com was created. And it's been a whirlwind ever since. So reading The One Thing will really put everything into perspective as far as what you should be focusing on. Now, the next book, Will It Fly by Pat Flynn, is my second book that I'm actually going to recommend. And that book I recommend, it was also that same summer that I read Will It Fly. And Will It Fly talks about this idea of understanding whether or not your product is going to be something that your audience is looking for. You have to know this before. Pat talks about the whole idea of building a plane in the air, which you can't really do, but you can talk to your audience and understand what they are looking for. So Will It Fly is it's just an easy, great read. And he gives such great examples, just like he does in his podcast. So if you're not a podcast listener of Smart Passive Income, I would highly recommend Pat's podcast as well. Okay, my third recommendation is Girl, Wash Your Face. Now, I know that some people, you're going to hear certain books and you're going to think, ooh, no, this doesn't sit with me. But you need to take the perspective from what you can take out of every book that you read. And Girl, Wash Your Face was one of those books where I got done reading the book, put the book down, and signed up for my first half marathon since having kids. And I have almost 9-year-old at this point. Actually, when this comes out, she will be 9. So to know that she lit a fire in me and she really put it into perspective as far as what I need to be doing for myself as a mom, as a wife, as a daughter, in order to be the best mom that I can be, wife, mom, daughter, in also paying attention to my business and what I care about and how I want my dreams to truly come true. Now, Rachel Hollis, obviously, she's a New York Times bestseller. She's got another book coming out, Girl, Stop Apologizing, which I'm looking forward to reading. She also has a journal, which is out, which is on goal setting and is in the mail on the way to me and is going to be a Christmas present for a couple of my team members as well. Don't tell them. And if you're listening, pretend you didn't hear that part. But Rachel also has a podcast as well, The Rise Podcast, and she does events, she speaks, tons of different things. But for every book that you're going to hear on this list, I really need you to keep an open mind and take what you can from it. Not everything is going to pertain to you in the book. A lot of times when you listen to these business books or read these business books, you're going to hear different perspectives that don't really pertain to an online business. So what you need to do is you need to take the pieces of it that you can and use it to really move yourself forward. All right, my fourth book that I want you to definitely take a look at is She Means Business, and it's by Carrie Green. And this one is a little bit more on your mindset and visualizing your goals for yourself. So it is in line a little bit with what Rachel's theory is as far as your goals and writing them down and really projecting what it is that you want to do. But Carrie goes more into the whole visualizing. And I'm not normally one for woo-woo, which is what I like to call it. But I do think that we need to check every once in a while to say to ourselves, okay, it's mindset. Mindset is definitely a huge part of what comes into play when it comes to business. And if you're not maintaining that, your own mindset, then you probably might be faltering your business and holding yourself back. So I found Carrie's book really, really easy to read. It was a quick read for me. I felt myself shaking my head yes for a lot of things that she was talking about because she is an online business owner as well. The fifth book that I'm recommending is The Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes. And if you are a Thursday night TV watcher like myself, where you have watched Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and also The Murder Show, which I can't seem to think of the name of it right now. But if you watch those shows, then you know Shonda Rhimes, and you know that she's a great, amazing storyteller. And The Year of Yes is exactly like that. She is hilarious. She I have a tendency to like to read the books. I don't really listen on Audible, but I have heard from multiple people, because she reads the book herself, that her personality comes out. And I felt it actually came out in the book. So if you're looking for something that, again, is kind of on that mindset of like how you're going to treat yourself and a little bit of self-care, this is one of those books for that. This is the true, really gonna enjoyable book to read that's not so focused on the business side of things. It's more focused on the mindset. The sixth book is actually a brand new book to me. It is called Clockwork, and it is by the same author of Profit First, which I know many of you are familiar with. It is by Mike Milikowicz. The book Clockwork talks about putting systems in place for your business and how you can start to think of how you might be able to replace yourself, or if something were to you were to get sick or want to go on vacation for a week, how your business would continue to run. So he really talks about getting back the time that we so often will work crazy hours, but in reality, we could be working less. We just need to figure out ways in which we can systematize things and hand it off to other people. So if you are at a stage where you feel like you need to scale, where you feel like I'm kind of all the things are getting me down, I don't know what else I could be doing, I can't seem to get everything done, then you probably need to create systems, and Clockwork would be a great book for that. The seventh book is This Is Marketing by Seth Godin. He was actually recently on the Amy Porterfield podcast. And his book is really talking about the idea that as marketers, which we really are, whether we're bloggers or we're influencers, we're trying to get our content out there, that we can't solely rely on just ads and putting it out there. We more need to care about those 1,000 customers that are not even going to be customers, that are going to be your super fans. You need to focus on your super fans first, and then everyone else will come with it. There'll be outliers. And this is kind of goes to the point where we talk a lot about avatar and things like that, really knowing your audience. But it's a great way to hear, a marketing guru talk about the fact that it's not just about Facebook ads. It's about serving. It's about knowing your audience and really being able to provide them with the best possible content based on what they need. So I would highly, highly recommend that book. The next one is Climb Your Ladder by Dana Malstoff. And if you're not familiar with Dana, she has the Facebook group Boss Moms. I talk about that group often as a great resource. She also does Boss Mom retreats. She has a podcast. She is just an all-around fabulous woman entrepreneur. And definitely this book was great as far as trying to, you know, become the CEO of your own business, figuring out what's going to work well for you and your family. Okay. The next one, number 9, is the 5-second rule. And this one is by Mel Robbins. And this one is great if you have a tendency to hesitate before you leap, before you take a movement forward or change something in your business, you have a tendency to hesitate, then the 5-second rule is definitely a great book for you. Number 10 is Venture Girls, and it's by Crystal Glengchai. It was more aimed at not necessarily women in business in the way that you would think as far as for ourselves as bloggers, as business owners, but more women in the business in the future. So Venture Girls really got me thinking about what is my mission as a influencer, as a business owner, what is the purpose of my content? And my purpose of my content is to be able to help other females, women, business owners, have the children in their life, the little girls in their life, be able to see them being women business owners and to understand that they can as well become women business owners. But this book really talks about how we can show our young girls how to become leaders and women in business, because it is something that isn't naturally taught in schools. So this book gives you different activities that you can do with your girls, as well as just talks about different ways that you can even talk to them when you're trying to get them to start thinking like an entrepreneur. Okay, number 11 is Influencer, and it's by Brittany Hennessy, and it goes into exactly how you can think of yourself as an influencer, the things that you can be doing in order to move your business forward and also have that influence that you want, with whether you're working with brands or whether you're working with your audience in general. Number 12, The Universe Has Your Back. And this is a book that I read a while ago. It's by Gabby Bernstein. But it, again, is a little bit of woo-woo. But it talks about, you know, being able to put things out there and know that, like the title says, the universe will have your back. The universe will be there. If you can put your dreams out there for those to come, to make those dreams happen, and believe in them yourself, then it's more apt to happen. It's more likely to happen. You'll take steps towards making them happen. Number 13 is Pumpkin Plant. And this is actually also by Mike Michalowicz. And it is, so that's the same author as Profit First as well as Clockwork. And I read this book a while ago, and it kind of is in line with Seth Godin's book of This Is Marketing, where Mike is talking about this idea where you want to create your ideal client or your ideal avatar or audience member that's this giant pumpkin. You don't want lots of little pumpkins. You want this giant pumpkin, and you only want to create those giant pumpkins. So think of your perfect ideal customer, and that's what you're looking to remake or make again. And that's what the pumpkin plan is all about. And I think ever since I've done that, I identified who my great big pumpkin was and how I was going to go about making them again. So I loved that book. And he's just got a great sense of humor in the way that he delivers his content. So definitely any of his books, I'm a big fan of. The next book, number 14, is Reset Your Mindset, and it's by Natalie Ekdahl. And if you're familiar with Natalie, Natalie has the podcast Biz Chicks. She is also, I was in one of her masterminds, one of her high-level masterminds probably about a year ago. She is all about your mindset, and with her book, she talks about how you can actually silence your inner mean girl. Because we have a tendency, as many of us know, to think that we're not doing the best that we can. We have a tendency to talk to ourselves the way that we wouldn't even talk to our worst enemies. So her book is really about resetting your mindset and silencing that inner mean girl. And then the last one, number 15, is High Performance Habit, and it's by Brandon Bouchard. And I know going into 2019 or going into the new year at any point, we always want to try to feel more productive. Well, what are some of the habits that we can create so that it's not always a task that we're trying to do as part of our goals to move us forward, right? What is something that just becomes a habit for us? So these 15 books are ones that I would highly recommend going into 2019. If you haven't read them, you can listen to them also on Audible. We're going to link to all of these books in the show notes. They will be affiliate links for most of them, so that you are aware of that. But these books are ones that are all on my shelf. There are multiple of them sitting on my desk as I'm going through and talking about them because I don't want to miss anything. But they're ones that as an avid reader, I try to make sure that I always have a book that I'm reading. I try to read every single night before I go to bed. Doesn't always happen. And there are definitely times where, like Instagram, I will take time off and just ghost everyone. But with reading, I just think that it's a great way to take bits and pieces of the information that an author gives you and to look and sit back and say, okay, how does this apply to me? How can I take these principles and apply it to my business? Because many of the books that are out there aren't necessarily written for online business owners, especially for bloggers. But we can always take bits and pieces from it. And I think if there's certain things in books that you may not like, that maybe you disagree with, I know this seems to be getting brought back up. Like I said, it was number 3 on my list, Girl Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis. I had recently read an article, I think it was on BuzzFeed, where they ripped her apart, not because of the book, but because of her personal life, because of what she grew up with and the fact that her life wasn't so hard. They just tried to make it out to be like she lied, which she didn't. She just didn't necessarily tell all of the information when it came to it. But what we all need to, I think, realize is that maybe some of our beliefs, because I know that a lot of people were upset that she was published by a Christian publisher, our beliefs may not be the same. That doesn't make one right or wrong. What we need to be able to do is have an open mind and an open heart and be able to read and listen to trainings and videos and all of the information that is out there and take what we can from those bits and pieces. Every podcast that I listen to doesn't always have a piece of information that I agree with, but I can normally find one nugget of information that I can say, yes, that definitely applies to my business. So you guys, I really hope that with this list, you will try to, you know, pick out two of them even. I just think it's so important to always be reading. And I think we talk about a lot of times we're always online. We always have our computers. We always have our phones. And that's what our kids see. We want our kids to see us actually reading a book because that's what we want them to do. I understand that tablets are something that, you know, it's easier to read on, but having a book with paper in between your fingers as you're reading it, I think it's just such a great thing for kids to see because we expect them to go to the library when they're at school and take out a new book and want to come home and read it, yet we're not modeling that behavior for them. So get a book, one, even for the year, just to have that hardcover in the house so that, you know, you're reading it and your kids can see you. But also, if you don't have time, get them on Audible. Listen to podcasts. I think it's really important that we're always doing that professional development for ourselves because we should be constant learners. Instead of freaking out over a new algorithm change or a new law with GDPR, whatever it might be, we would probably find that we're more likely to handle those kind of changes better if we were constant learners, if we didn't feel like I'm stuck in my ways and I'm doing the way that I just figured this out and I'm only going to do it this way. And I know that that can be difficult, that sometimes that's your might be personality, but if you want to be a successful online business owner, you have to be willing to continuously learn. So getting one of these books off your on the list, I would highly recommend. Do all 15? Tag me. I want to see it. I would love to see you what book you are reading right now. Or if there's a book that I missed that you feel like, Jenny, why didn't you have this one on your list? Please shoot me a picture on Instagram stories. Make sure that you tag me and tell me, you know, leave it in the caption that this is definitely one that you should have added or DM me on Instagram. But I want to see you doing this, you guys. Anytime that you're learning, whether you're listening to the podcast, whether you are reading a book or you're listening to it on Audible, send me a screenshot via Instagram stories and just tag me at Jenny_Bellars. I think it just inspires others to see when we're reading and what we're doing. I will post pictures because I will read when I am in the pickup line for school. And you'll see me sitting in my car 45 minutes early because that's how early you have to get there for the pickup line. And I bring a book with me and that's when I'll get some reading done. Or I'll do it right before the girls go to bed and put up a picture actually last night of in front of the Christmas tree, which is kind of what sparked this podcast episode. I had someone on Instagram stories reach out to me and say, I would love a book list from you. And I had a link to a couple of books that I had written about on my site, but she said, I'd love a podcast episode. So here it is. So Do Traveler on Instagram. I hope you enjoyed this episode. All right, guys, I appreciate you all so much. As you heard, when you leave me reviews, when you shoot me a DM, it helps to me to figure out what it is that you want, what it is that you need. So if you get a chance, please, I would so appreciate it if you could leave me a review on iTunes or just even shoot me a DM and tell me what it is that you have questions about. Because those questions give me ideas for podcast episodes and give me ideas for bringing on experts to be able to ask specific questions to. You guys, I appreciate you all so much. And I hope that you have a very happy holidays. And I will talk to you all soon.